This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 363 for Monday, April 26th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Monday morning, with gains in the nearby May contract, but losses in the other months. May, it's up $1.80 at $877 per ton. July, down $4.20 at $820. New crop November, it's down $8.20 now at $684.30 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans did provide some spillover support for canola, but Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed, and Chicago soy oil are all lower this morning. Persistent concerns over tight old crop supplies did remain supportive for canola, but that supportive influence is largely priced into the market, and canola was seeing a correction in the more active months today. Statistics Canada releases its first survey-based acreage estimates for 2021 tomorrow. Traders generally expect to see an increase in canola area on the year, given the high prices, but agronomic issues and competition with other crops may limit how much is planted. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with only soy oil posting losses this morning. Soybeans up 11 cents in the May contract, the more active July up 8 cents at $15.24 per bushel. Tight supplies and strong demand remain key drivers in the soybean market, with gains in corn also supportive, as the bean market doesn't want to lose any acres to the grain this spring. The USDA announced private export sales of 120,000 tons of new crop soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. Corn is leading the U.S. grains and oilseeds to the upside today, with the July contract up 20 cents at $6.52 per bushel. Cold Midwestern temperatures and seeding delays provided the catalyst for the gains in corn, with dryness in Brazil hurting the second corn crop there, also supportive. Reports that Argentina is considering raising export taxes on corn and soybeans added to the gains. Wheat, it's also boosted by the cold U.S. weather and concerns over crop damage and yield losses. Expectations for smaller Canadian wheat acres in tomorrow's report was also supportive. Minneapolis spring wheat, it's up 19 cents in the July contract at $7.45 per bushel. Kansas City up 24 cents in July at $7.05 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 19 cents in the July contract at $7.31 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, April 26th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.